making it hard work for ourselves. We're not getting off to a very good start. Kenneth has been sort of below par by his standards. You know, we're working very closely with Kenneth to get him going again. I'm sure he will, you know, with no doubt he's going to get going. But it's something that we're having to work on, and of course that will help big time. I'm sure tomorrow he's going to kick off and have a big score.
Yeah, and we'll get on to talk about Kenneth in a minute, but you just mentioned it there, the start. Do you think Gayton's going to be a real sort of key for you tomorrow?
Well, Gayton's always a key wherever you go, in fairness. Peterborough is no different to anywhere else. You know, if you get off to a flyer from the gate, then you're halfway there. We haven't been doing it of late, but I think our inactivity is sort of shown to be honest. And the last meetings at the showground, it's like coming to an away track instead of a home track. You know, that's a problem we've got, but we're just coming up to this run of home meetings. And then we have to stop again, you know, for the World Team Cup. But that's going to be the same for everyone. So hopefully, we can end off with a home victory, a good rehearsal victory, and then take that away with us, and do some business when we get to Bellevue. I think it is on the 16th, I think.
Yeah, you're looking for a big captain's performance then tomorrow night against Coventry?
Well, we're looking for a performance from everyone, to be perfectly honest. You know, it's not about one rider, it's about all the riders, you know. The way the team's built, it's built all the way through. We saw the strength all the way through. I'm sure, it's only a matter of time before they do kick in and really, really start kicking on and getting some big scores home and away.
Yeah, have you been working closely with the riders then? Because I know a few of them maybe have been talking about their setup. Others maybe just, as you say, the inconsistent number of meets. Have you been speaking to the riders and they've been getting their opinions out about maybe why it is they're struggling a bit for form?
Yeah, I think what they're all saying basically is, we haven't had any home meetings to get our confidence up with our home track. This is sort of second one on the bounce, and we're hoping that tomorrow we'll give them just that little bit of an extra spurt to get off to a decent start. It's not easy. And said that, it's not easy for Coventry. They haven't ridden for 2 weeks, I guess, but it's something that we have to do. We've got to kick off, and we'll be looking for a victory in Heat 1 straight away.
Yeah, and you talked about Coventry there. People will look at their away record this season, only 1 point picked up away from their ground, and think that they don't stand a chance. I know, obviously, that everyone's always got a chance, but the fans will certainly be expecting a decent win, won't they?
Oh, everyone's got a chance. You know, Coventry went to Lakeside, and they beat Lakeside home and away. That's not a poor team. You've got Chris Harris can ride the showground, Scotty Nichols, Ed Kennett, Henning Bayer, who's back there at reserve. You know, they've got a good team, in fairness. I think they're a wee bit like us. They're sort of... they haven't put it together at the right times and all together. You know, all seven need to be running well together, but we're both running RR tomorrow night. We have Krzysztof Pekarski out. He's in the Polish Championship trying to qualify for the Polish final. And they have a couple of their doubling uppers out. You know, so that sort of evens that score out a wee bit. But I'd have much rather been going into this meeting with Bukowski.